Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 50 Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with all of the work that I do. And any sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. This is who I am and this is what I do. And it's taken me a lot of years to really understand who I am and what I do. I started doing this work because I was looking for answers, because my life wasn't working. I wasn't happy, and I didn't understand why, especially since I'd spent my whole life doing everything for everybody else. I had made everyone else in the whole world more important than me, because that is what I was taught was important. It was a matter of loving everyone else first. And now I realize that the important thing in life is how you feel about you, because everything is a reflection of what you believe and what you feel. And so if you don't feel that you are deserving of love and respect and prosperity and anything else that you might desire in your life, you're not going to allow yourself to receive it. That's just the way it works. And so learning to love yourself can have such a phenomenal impact on your life. It changes everything. You don't put up with the things that you used to put up with when you used to believe that you were insignificant and they were important. And you find that people don't treat you the same. They can't, because if they did, you'd simply walk away, because you have enough love for yourself to know that you have value. So today I'm going to talk about loving yourself. And that is such a big subject. But it's also very simplistic. DC Love and I did a Morning with Jesus show this morning. And one of the things that Jesus said when he was flowing through me was, keep it simple. That was the point of his whole message, to keep it simple.
And when it comes to loving yourself, keep it simple. So how do you know whether or not you're actually loving yourself?
One of the things that you can do to find out how you feel about you
is to look in a mirror. And if when you look in that mirror, you notice all of the things that are wrong with you, all of the wrinkles, the excess pounds, the gray hairs, the imperfect skin, all of the things that you see are wrong, then in that moment, you are not coming from that unconditional love. Because when you are truly loving yourself, it is unconditional. And so you're not going to see anything that's wrong. When you look at your life, you're not going to see the things that you consider to be broken or that you feel like you're stuck in. That's not coming from unconditional love. That's coming from judgment. It really is simple. When you love yourself, you accept yourself exactly as you are. You accept that you are part of the Creator. And you align yourself with you, with the Creator, with the infinite source. And when you're in that energy, it flows. Your whole life flows. And when it doesn't flow, you don't get upset about it because you're not taking it personally, because you know that there's nothing wrong with you. Because you love yourself. And so you simply accept that this situation, this is what's happening. And you decide where you're going to go from there. And there's no beating up of yourself. There's no, oh, I'm such a horrible person. Why are these things happening to me? Because those thoughts and those beliefs are not coming from love. So sometimes loving ourselves seems like the most difficult thing that there is to do. I know that it's taken me years to actually accept that it's okay for me to love me. And sometimes I'm having a conversation with someone and I'm saying some of the things that I used to believe that I no longer believe. And it's just a reminder to me how much my life has changed, how much I have changed. I can accept myself now. And no, I'm not perfect, but yes, I am perfect because I'm me, and that's all that I'm supposed to be. So I don't need to compare myself against anyone else. It's not a competition, and there's no way that I can ever lose because I'm already who I am. And sometimes the things that you hear or the things that I say don't necessarily make a whole lot of sense to you. And that's okay. That's just life. We are learning. We are growing. We are evolving. So let yourself change. Allow yourself to love yourself. And see how that feels. You only have to do it for a second to see how it feels. If you don't like it, don't do it anymore. But if you do like it, then live it. Okay, we are going to go to our caller from area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. So, what's happening?
I'm looking for a job. I need a job. And I'm starting to worry about, you know, running out of money because my money is getting kind of low. So, but I'm applying. I'm applying every day. You know, I'm trying not to stress myself out about it. But, yeah, I want to know, I guess, when I might be getting a permanent job or one that I like and, you know, that pays me good.
Okay, well, the first thing that I was getting when you said I am looking for a job is that you have desperation crawling in there.
Yeah.
I could hear that. You need to let that go. So let's do that first. Let's see if we
okay.
can get the desperation out of there, because that'll actually keep you from getting what you want.
Okay.
So we are just going to keep it simple. That's my motto for today. At least until I forget it. Okay, here we go. So, would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go? Letting go of the whole idea that you need to be desperate. Letting go of the whole idea that finding a job is difficult, that you have to find a job, that your only source of money is a job, that if you don't have a job, you're not going to have a place to live, you're going to end up in a cardboard box under a bridge. Women are coming. What do you wear when you live in a cardboard box? They don't discuss that on the fashion shows. There's so many things that are just wrong. So if you're ready to allow this beautiful divine infinity healing energy to go throughout you and find all of those little kernels of wrongness and desperation and, oh my gosh, and worry and fear, and just let them all be expanded until they are bigger than the universe, so that they are not running your life, and allow this energy to fill you with love for you, with the knowing that you are one with the Creator, and that everything that you desire in your life flows to you from the Creator. And so you never, ever have to do without. You don't ever have to struggle. You don't ever have to doubt. You don't ever have to fear. You don't ever have to be desperate. You don't ever have to have lack in your life. And if you are ready to experience this huge shift in who you are, then say yes.
Yes.
And take 3 nice deep breaths. And how does that feel?
It feels better. I feel relaxed. And it seems more logical. when my money gets low, I don't know if like past life stuff comes up and I think that I'm not going to survive if I don't have money, and I just get to this panic stage. But you know what you were saying was really logical. I'm not going to be homeless. I have a bunch of clothes. You know, it's just, I guess, a food thing. I really would just have to find food. I'll still be alive.
Oh, well, let me take a look at your energy now and see if there is anything there that keeps dragging you back into that desperation. Oh, my goodness, you do have some stuff there. Okay, so let's clear that stuff out so that you don't ever have to go back into that desperation phase, unless you decide for some reason, and I can't imagine what it would be, that you actually want to. But, you know, it's your life, it's your choice. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing those energies that are attached to you that are not yours, those energies that would take you back into desperation, those energies that say you have to be afraid, you have to be afraid. It's how you protect yourself. You need the fear. And that is what they tell you, that you need the fear, that you need to be afraid. And that's not true. That was the beliefs of whomever these energies came from in whatever time they came to you. But that is not true, and it is not your belief. So this divine infinity healing is now going to find all of those energies that you have taken on from all of those other people that say you have to be afraid, you have to be desperate, you have to be worried. If your bank account falls below this mark, then that's a sign that you need to get in gear and worry. And worrying is not actually getting in gear, but hey, that's okay. So these divine infinity healing energies are going to find all of this energy that is not yours, and it's going to expand it and decompress it and make it bigger than the entire universe so that it has no power in your life, so that it's completely gone from you because it's not yours. You are not required to keep it, even though at some point you decided to accept it. You are not required to keep it. And so it is all being released. And it is all drifting away from you now. And instead, you are seeing the truth. And the truth is that the Creator is your source. Creator has always been your source. The Creator gives you anything that you ask for, as long as you are willing to allow yourself to be gifted. So this is bringing you the energy of accepting your value, your worth, and allowing the Creator to come into your life and bring you whatever you desire. Whether it be a job or money or finding money on the sidewalk or whatever, there is no limit to how things can come into your life. So if you are ready to accept this and to accept that you are not alone, the Creator is within you, you are within the Creator, and there is no separation, and you always have what you need, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
I feel peaceful.
Good. So when you are looking for a job, are you looking for the job that you actually want, or are you just looking for a job?
Well, yesterday I realized, I was like, wait a minute, like I just can't apply every, you know, to any job and, you know, everywhere. Like I wanted to be, so yesterday I wrote down a list of places that I want to work. I'm going to apply to some of them already. I'm looking in kind of like into legal and then also sales, or either legal sales or just sales for with the business. So yeah, I am applying for things I think I'm going to like. I mean, I really won't know until I get there and start. But I do want a job that I like that pays me. I would like to get six figures, and I would like to just enjoy the people I work with and what I'm doing. And I would like to be there, you know, long term.
Right. Okay. Oh, wonderful. It sounds like you are valuing yourself and knowing that you really do have something to offer that people will be more than happy to have. And that feels like it's right for you, which is good. So make sure that you keep looking for what fits you.
Yeah.
But I'm not thinking of that desperation around you anymore. That's all gone. So you shouldn't have any problem with that. And talk with your angels. You know, let them know what it is that you really desire, and ask them what your next step should be. And just ask for one step. Don't ask for the whole journey. Just take it one step at a time and do what feels right for that one step.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying. I would love to learn how to listen. I think I know how to act. I need to learn how to receive messages clearly, or like, okay, yes, this is from my angels, you know. or pay attention.
So have you tried the automatic writing?
No. What is that? Like, you write, are you writing with your dominant hand or your not dominant hand, or does it matter?
It, the way I learned it, it doesn't matter. And I've done it where you did use your non-dominant hand, and I didn't really see a difference for me. I have on my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, there is a tab that says free things or something like that. And one of the things on this is the instructions for automatic writing. It's really simple. It's just a statement that I use that I find it makes it feel good to me. And I know that I'm not getting a message from a lower source when I use it. The statement is something like, I am now channeling what is for my highest good from only the highest possible source. And I say that statement three times before I do the automatic writing. That way I know that it's coming from a high source. And then you just write your question. And for me, my hand just starts writing. And I realize that it's not my brain because I'm not thinking when I'm doing this, but my hand is moving. So different people experience it in different ways. Some people have difficulties with it because they're trying too hard. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get this message and it's going to happen and blah, 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 blah. So sometimes it helps if you just doodle, you know, just draw little pictures and lines and whatever to get your own mind out of the way. That's how I began before I could consciously channel. I began with the automatic writing. And I've taught lots of people how to do it, and it works for them, too. So try that for you, you know. Just write your question down and then let the answer flow.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much, Barbara.
You are welcome. And I am seeing that you are going to get a great job and you're going to make good money, so that's happening.
Okay, well, I really hope so. I know I'm probably like overreacting, like I'm super qualified for a job, but I think, you know, just, you know, I know me personally, I just go into panic mode when my bank account gets low. So I know that's what it really is, and I'm glad you actually reminded me. That's why I'm really worrying so much. That's what it's really more about. It was more about. So I'm definitely going to, you know, give my worries to the angels, and I'm going to try the automatic writing. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
You are welcome, and you too. And do something just for the fun of it. That's what your guidance is saying to you.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And we're going to go to our next caller, which is from one of those 1111111111 numbers.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. What can I do for you today?
You know, I want to still quit work, too. I've had some interesting scenarios. Do you want me to share? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I seem like I get close to certain jobs that are financially, at least they're part-time, but they're financially satisfying. And either, like, they don't pan out. And they should pan out because technically it's either like they came from referrals or they retrieved me from the past. There's been a lot of interesting dynamics like that. And then getting jobs where I feel like underappreciated, but not getting the monetary value, but then that ending prematurely because I didn't feel worth, you know, I wasn't that was some drama there, but then I do a lot of volunteer work, and it's satisfying. There's an exchange I get, but I'm not getting financially rewarded, but I am getting an exchange, and it's almost the exchange is valued as money, and it's gratifying. But it's like I do need you know the exchange of money to live in the world, and I mean, so to, you know, so to speak. And I do have some gigs here and there that, but it's, you know, it's an interesting dynamic going on right now.
So I'm getting that this is really based in how you feel about you and your beliefs about what it is that you actually deserve. There's some guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Who taught you to feel guilt about making lots of money? In fact, the word lot really gets in the way there.
But it's weird. This has been the first time this sequence has happened like this in the last, this has never happened to me before. So I've always had jobs. I've been always able to have a job and to keep a job. And the jobs that I do have, I can keep. But I don't know. I've had some energies with people in my life, and they're gone right now. So I mean, maybe it's just a personal, maybe I could be just putting some kind of personal threshold on myself. But I've had made money before, and it's not like I haven't or have access to money. It's just right now is one of those things in the last, this is what I can say. The last 2 years I had a job that was, that didn't make me happy, and it ended, and I was grateful for that. And then I decided to, the job, my sabbatical, so to speak, kept, it went on and on and on. It's going on in a way, but I'm still working, you know, in different areas. And mm-hmm. So part of it probably is my freedom. I don't want to give up my freedom. I'm feeling like if I give up my freedom that, you know, part of me is dying or I'm not doing what I love to do, that I love to do a lot of different things. But does that make any sense?
That does. And I'm looking at your energy while you're talking. So who was it that there was someone who came into your life
okay.
during this time when things have changed that?
Well, it's funny. I have this one friend, and it's interesting that you bring it up like that. I have a friend that this is probably what you're getting. I have a friend that she's like financially successful. We'll never know what it is not to struggle financially, at least financially struggle. Might struggle emotionally or spiritually, but not financially. And she'll always have an access to getting a good job because that's her line of profession. So as far as me, we would have conversations and then she'd probe me and instigate me in a way that I didn't like. I'm like, I'm really not comfortable having this conversation with you because then it would make me put me on the defense and put me in a space of like feeling, you know, lack and feeling insecure. And so I actually told her that I'm not okay talking about it. It's my issue. And then, so moving forward, actually about a month ago, she brought it up again, this job that was on the table for me. And I just kind of shared as a friend, this is on the table. I don't expect you to keep bringing it up. You know, did I get the job? I don't bug you or probe you because I already told you this is an insecurity of mine that, you know, I just want to let the energy bathe and let it marinate and what's supposed to unfold, not because you keep probing me, because your ego wants to know, did I get it? Like, I don't ask you, you know. So after that, we kind of have a falling out. So I'm not sure if it's that.
Okay. I'm seeing that is part of it. You still have
it is
her
part
energy.
Of it.
Because,
yeah. Because it is very, she has this energy about her that is, she thinks we're all powerful. And she thinks she's godly, and we're all godly, but she has another layer of her, like, she makes things happen. I'm like, well, I can make things happen too. But she does it in a way, like, it's her doing it and not God. And I'm like, okay, so you give someone too much power, and then, you know, then you get this huge mess. So I noticed with her, there's scenarios going on where people do go to her, and she loves to relish in the control. And so, but I'm not going to her. At least for this topic. And then we had a discussion, and it wasn't a very nice, it wasn't a balanced discussion. It was on her terms, and then she ate, like, I'll just use the word 86 for now. I'm like, this is not adult-like, and this is not respectful as two quote-unquote spiritual friends having a conversation about crossing boundaries, you know, didn't even get a chance to have a word in edgewise.
Right. Okay. So let's see if we can disconnect you from her energy, because I don't see where it really brings you any kind of benefit at all. Doesn't bring a benefit really to her either, but she doesn't see that yet. Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and the question is going to go on and on and on. And at the end of the question, I will say, if you are willing to accept this, say yes, and that's how you'll know when the question is ended. Until then, you just listen to the question. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the attachments that you have that come from other people, the attachments about your work, about your abilities, about your getting paid, the attachments that actually have put limits on you, on what you can and cannot have, how your life can and cannot flow. These attachments are just, they're running your life. They want to be in control. They want to make sure that you do what they say is right every single moment, even though what they're saying is right, it's not actually right for you because it's not your energy. There was a time when you accepted this energy, and you accepted it because you thought it was the right thing to accept. But now you have the understanding that you are not required to keep anybody else's energy. No one else's energy is supposed to have power in your life. Divine Infinity Healing Energy is going to go throughout you and find all of this energy, especially from that one particular friend. And it's going to expand that energy, expand it so big that it cannot stay attached to you, so big that it has no power in your life, and it is just drifting away. And instead, you are being filled with the truth. And the truth is that your life is your choice. And there is nothing that anybody else is supposed to be controlling for you. This is your life. You get to make your choices. And you are backed up by your team of angels and divine beings who are always there for you, so that you can have what you desire. And they are bringing you the knowing that you deserve what you desire. You have value. You have worth. You don't have to prove that to anybody. So you can do whatever it is that makes you happy, that makes your heart filled with joy. And it's okay for you to live that way, because nobody else can dictate who you are, what you can do, or how you can live. And the messages like that are gone. They're just drifting away. So if you are ready to accept this huge shift in who you are being, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And how does that feel?
It feels fine. I'm not sure, you know. Sometimes energy work is one of those things you just can't think about. You just gotta let it happen. So I'm not sure, like, you know what I mean? I can't, like, articulate it really. I'm not sure if anything has happened or not happened until, you know.
Well, I want you to think about that friend and see, how does that feel?
Actually, I think I was already subscribed to letting the energy, letting that person go. I think the energy in itself, I think I'm good at, you know, I'm okay. I feel fine.
Okay.
Like, I don't need someone intruding in my space.
No, you don't.
Right.
And that was definitely what she was doing. But
for sure.
I don't see them now. So you are back to being you and making your own choices and your own decisions and creating what you believe is right for you, which is how
right.
it's supposed to work.
Right, right. Yep, definitely.
Let me check in and see if there's anything else that we need to clear up for you. And I'm not really seeing anything. So now you get to go and make your own choices and decide what it is that you want to do.
Yep.
And guidance is saying make sure that you are picking something that has some challenge to it as well as some fun. Because that challenge and fun gives you balance. Without that, you become bored and you walk away. So make sure that that's
good. Thank
you. You know how you are.
Yep, thank you so much.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So we are going to go to our next caller from area code 828. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Vivian. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome, Vivian. What can I do for you today?
Well, in December of last year, I relocated from South Florida to the mountains of North Carolina, and this was by guidance, by my guidance. I connect, and my partner, he connects too, so we were guided here with our two boys, and we've been in a hotel ever since. It's been a long time. We've been looking for a home, and every time there's a home that shows up, we guidance, you know, we our soul says, nope, this is not the house. And in the meantime, in between searching, we've received guidance to go to Oregon, and then nope, we're going to stay here, guidance to stay here, then nope, Oregon, and then no guidance to stay here, then guidance to go to East North Carolina, which is about 3 hours from here. You know, every time we're guided to look at a different state, we start looking for housing there. And then now that East North Carolina, that's we were guided to stay here again. And then now we're guided to go to Virginia. I just want a house. It's been many, many months where we have two boys and we're in a hotel in one room. And I just, to the point that I feel desperate and there's moments of hopelessness. But, you know, those are moments, for the most part, I see the good in everything, the lessons in everything. But I just want to know if there's anything that you can get about when we will be moving. Or if there's anything that I need to know instead of that, if I need to know right now to get me back on track with feeling good.
Okay. So one of the first things that I'm getting is that in some ways you guys have given up your own power. You have decided that you must follow guidance and do what guidance says because guidance knows what is best and what is right. And that's actually kind of backwards. You are the ones that get to decide what it is you want to do, where it is you really want to live, what it is you want to experience, and then guidance assists you in making that come true. Can you see the difference in that?
I could see the difference. I feel that although we do connect with our soul and not angels or spirit guides or anything, it's our soul we connect with. And, you know, I've been telling my partner, let's just pick a place. Let's pick somewhere to live and let's just find a house there. Like, let's just do it. Instead of, you know, connecting and see what we receive, let's just do it. But he's very much into following guidance, which has brought us here. I mean, it's changed my life completely to the better, for the better. So I just want to get the heck out of this hotel already. So I hear what you're saying.
Okay. All right, let me see what kind of message I'm getting for you. So what is it that's important to you? What is it that you actually want to do? What do you consider to be your purpose in this lifetime?
I'm not exactly sure what my over big picture purpose is. I feel there's little purposes, you know, there's purposes along your path. So big picture purpose, I'm not sure yet, but I feel strongly that I need to create with my hands, whether it's farming or is some type of art, something painting or something. I feel creativity is for me. That and also raising my boys, helping my boys.
Okay.
I've been feeling herbs lately, like herbs have been coming into my awareness lately as well.
And I can see that. I can see that for you, living in a place that's kind of out in the country where you have the space and you grow and you create. And that really feels like you. That really does feel like you. What is your partner? What's he want?
He wants to farm. He wants to help heal people as well. He's a really good energy worker. He's very good at it. He has helped me and my son tremendously. That's what he likes. He likes to renovate, so he wants to renovate a house for us. He's looking into his grandparents' house that no one has been in that house for decades. The family owns it, and no one's lived there. So now he's feeling that he's being called to renovate this house. And then once it's renovated, we live there, and this is in Virginia. So I feel he wants to create as well. He wants to grow our food. I want to bake. I want to cook. I want to make everything as much as I can myself than buying at the grocery store.
Okay.
We want to be less dependent on the system.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting is that you guys should go and look at this house and make sure that it really fits you, because, you know, sometimes we decide that we want to fix something, and so we go and we get something that really needs to be fixed. And it turns out to be more fixing than we actually want it to do. So make sure that you can actually live there and be comfortable while you're fixing it. Don't make the house more important than you and your comfort. Your guidance is saying very strongly that this is not about you guys sacrificing yourselves for a house or for anything. The self-sacrificing is not... it's not for your highest good. It's not required. It's just, don't even go there. In fact, if you're thinking about that, stop thinking about it. And apparently there is, I get that it's more him that's thinking about that kind of self-sacrifice. He needs to get out of that. So what I'm hearing is that you guys already know that you are not the what would be called normal, traditional people. And that's absolutely fantastic. And I'm seeing you guys in a space. Like I said, it's in the country. There's room for the boys to run and play, and there's gardens with things growing, and there's herbs, and there's an area for you to do artistic things, because you are supposed to actually create. And this would be things that you would end up selling. And the people would come, they would be attracted by the energy of the work that you do. And they would come and they would buy it, and you'd make good money at it. And I'm seeing that your mate would do the growing. And there's also, Actually, I'm seeing him writing, too. I don't know if he writes now, but that's what I'm seeing him doing, as well as having a space where he does healing work on people. So that's what I'm seeing for your future. Now, in order for you guys to actually achieve that, you need to make that your intention or your goal, and then take the steps that you are inspired to take to achieve it. It's okay for you guys to make your own choices and then to make that happen. That's the way it's actually supposed to work. So this is part of your taking your power back instead of deciding that your soul should be the one in charge and tell you exactly what you need to do and when you need to do it. It makes you sound like kind of a little robot, and that's not what you're here for. Your soul wants to work with you to create what you desire. You guys work together. It's not the soul's in command and I'm following orders. It's a teamwork. And that's really what your soul wants. Your soul wants you to be happy. That's really its main objective, for you to be happy. Does all this make sense to you?
Oh, yes, it sounds great. Yes, it does make, oh, it just resonates with me, yes.
And it really feels like that's who you are and that's what your life is supposed to be. All right, let me see if they're going to tell me anything else about what you guys need to know or need to do. They're saying choose a place that you love. So if the house in Virginia is not something that you love, let it go and ask to be shown what it is that you could actually love. I am seeing that it is a place where there are seasons. So you're not going back to Florida, because Florida is kind of one season. And the place has, yeah, it has the spring, the summer, the fall, the winter, the whole nine yards, including snow. But not an overbearing snow. So you're not going to Minnesota. Okay. But it feels like a really loving place where you actually have the freedom to be who you are. And there is some Oregon energy that feels right about it. So that might be where you guys end up. Because there are actually a lot of people who end up in Oregon who are looking for that kind of a lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
And it may be easier for you to establish it there. But check out the house in Virginia. See how it feels. If it doesn't feel right, let it go.
And he's going to go next week, too, to go look at it. I mean, it's not livable right now, so we will have to live somewhere else in Virginia while he renovates the house, if he ends up renovating the house. Right now we're in Asheville, North Carolina, and we had been looking at in Oregon and Ashland, so towns. We're very spiritual, uh-huh. So we like to be in a spiritual community. So we'll see what happens with this house in Virginia when he goes next week and takes a tour.
Yeah. You know, just let him know that if it doesn't feel right, then it doesn't feel right, and that's okay. He doesn't have to fix this because it was his grandparents or anything like that. There's no obligation. His grandparents are okay with whatever he decides. They don't require that he do this in honor of them. If there's any part of him thinking he needs to let that go. Yeah.
No, you wanted he speaks to them and you know, on the other side, and he's been wanting to sell the place for many years, and then 5 days ago, 6 days ago, he got this guidance to go look at it and see if it feels right for us to live there. But he was very determined in selling it.
Well, good. Well,
yeah.
Make sure that he actually pays attention to his feelings as well as his guidance, that he works, it becomes teamwork. Because that's what's important.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Barbara.
Your guidance really, okay, they really, 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 really want me to tell you You are one of those beautiful souls. You have so much that you've come here to do, that you've come here to make a difference in this world. And they don't ever want you to forget you. And in some ways, that's what you guys have been doing. You've been forgetting you because you've been so focused on messages from your guidance. And it's not about the guidance over you. It's the teamwork. It's the working together. That's what's going to allow you to create what you came here to create. So let yourself be important in these decisions too. That's what they really want you to know.
Okay. I will do that.
Wonderful. Then I can see great success.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you. I will.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. So one of the things that I'm hearing now about the whole concept of self-love, and this was part of what you should get out of Vivian's conversation. Self-love means that you yourself are actually important. And we keep ourselves from being important in a variety of ways. Some people think that they are nothing, that they have nothing, that they are meant for nothing, that they, you know, are just nothing, and that no one's ever going to love them, no one's ever going to accept them, they're never going to achieve anything, and that their life is going to be crappy. And then there are other people who think that their guidance is more important than they are. And in a way, they are again saying that they are nothing. They are saying that what they want, what they value is not important. It is only guidance that is important. When you love yourself and accept yourself, then you allow yourself to work with, other people, to work with your guidance, to work with whomever it is that you are meant to work with, to create your life. To create it in whatever way is for your highest good. Because there is no one more important in your life than you. And sometimes it takes us a long time to accept that, especially if we're coming from that belief that we are nothing. And so coming into that belief that you are the most important person in your life can seem like a big stretch, but it is worth it, because that is how you change the world. You changed your world, you get to change other people's world. Teach by example, especially with kids. And you've probably seen this time after time, you know, a parent telling their children, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do this, and it's something that the parents do. The kids grow up and they do it, even though they were told over and over and over and over that they shouldn't do it. Because kids learn by example. So if you're a heavy smoker telling your children not to smoke, more than likely your kids are going to smoke. And I've seen that in my own family. My father was a smoker, and even though he quit smoking when I was a kid, because me and my brother begged him to stop smoking, and now as adults, all of my siblings smoke except for me, because they learned by the example. So don't ever downplay the example that you are being to your children or to the world, because that has a phenomenal impact. That can have a greater impact than anything that you say, because it is how you live that makes the difference. So it's okay for you to love and accept yourself. And it's okay for you to be in complete alignment with that unconditional love. and to do what you know is right for you. And that just means that you have to let go. And there's nothing wrong with letting go. Letting go can bring you more freedom than you can imagine. So move forward with your own lives. Go of who you've been taught you are supposed to be. And really look at who it is that you desire to be. Look at what resonates with your heart, what feels right to you. It's not so much about what you think. It's about what you feel. And like Jesus said this morning, keep it simple. Keep it simple. Whatever you're thinking about doing, keep it simple. And it really is so much easier. So do that. Keep it simple. I will be back on Friday with DC Love, and we may have JP Jackson. I'm not sure about him yet. He hasn't actually told me whether or not he's going to be there, but if he is, great. If he's not, great. But you are welcome to join us and to get more angelic messages and more healing so that you can let go and move forward with your life. Because this is you, and there is no one more important in your life than you. Okay, so remember, I do those free 20-minute discovery sessions. It's a one-time-only thing. If you haven't had yours yet, go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the button that says Schedule Now and book your discovery session. And we will spend 20 minutes working on whatever it is that you are ready to let go of in your life, because you are important. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye, everybody.